Greetings once again, Advent walkers, wanderers, explorers. Welcome to Friday in the last week of Advent. We have three devotions left today, tomorrow, and we're actually going to break the rules of Advent and do one on Christmas Day. So, three left. We're on Friday of week four with John Pavlovich's little book called Low, an honest Advent devotional. And here's a sample. Today's devotion is called Doubting and Deconstructing. Doubting and Deconstructing. Sounds like a graduate level class. So let's see what we got, and fortunately we get to start off with Scripture. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 27. That's John 20, 24 through 27. One of the most iconic moments in the Gospels. You'll know it when we read it. But let's prepare ourselves to hear it. Little sip of Sumatra here. Still our hearts and quiet our minds. Now, Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." May God add meaning and bless the hearing of the word today. Here's our devotion. This season can be difficult when you're losing your religion. When your beliefs begin to shift or doubt creeps in or grief comes, those dates on the calendar that used to bring such joy, the ones that once set the steady rhythm of your spiritual journey each year, suddenly don't provide the familiar comfort they used to. Instead of being more deeply connected than ever to God and to your community of faith, you tend to feel more like an orphan, a former insider pushed to the periphery of the party. Having something that once was such an integral part of you now leave you oddly estranged can bring a terrifying existential freefall. There's a commonality of experience for the many followers of Jesus who find Christmas a new challenge. Their religious muscle memory tells their hearts they should be in a building somewhere singing songs and praying prayers and feeling feelings. But they no longer have the slightest desire to do any of it. There is the pining for spiritual security and tremendous guilt when that security is elusive. The Jesus who got low to place his feet here allows Thomas to have what he needs in his moment of doubt. Thomas gets closer proximity, enough to touch Jesus. One thing that can be so easy to forget when we are struggling with our faith is that God is not struggling with us. God sees the cavernous depths of our hearts, the meandering curves of our roads, and has a mercy for us that transcends what we are capable of understanding. Because of this, we can be encouraged, even when we waver, knowing we are fully loved, even still. We have three questions for reflection and meditation for this devotion called Doubting and Deconstructing. Number one, what is the greatest source of doubt or place of tension in your belief system? What question nags at you that you can't seem to get a sufficient answer to? Two, did you grow up believing that doubt was a sign of weakness, a moral failing, or worse, a rejection of God? How did this affect your ability or willingness to express doubt? And number three, how can churches make space for questions, faith shifts, and existential crises? How can we create spiritual communities where everyone can be authentic? That concludes today's Advent Daily Devotion. Thank you for being a part of this. We're going to be together for two more devotions, two more days, right up to the box being opened under the tree containing the present we're all waiting for. Love in a box. But until then, be careful today. Have a blessed Friday. Relax and smell the roses, such as it is. Enjoy this time and this day, and we'll be with you again tomorrow. We leave you with today's meditation word. And you may have guessed, doubt.